It's been a long time coming, but the final U.S. ground troops are leaving Vietnam, and the first Woodward and Bernstein article exposing the Watergate scandal is published. This is Artie's Time Warp in August of 1972, and we're kicking it off musically with a beautiful song from the Carpenters.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by, and all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for, something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my only friend. From this day, love is forgotten.
I'll go on as best I can.
Say goodbye to
Artie's Time Warp.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. No one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job.
It is great to have you on board again, my musical family. My name is Artemis Good. It's August of 72, and this is The Time Warp. As John Lennon and Yoko Ono headline the one-to-one concert at Madison Square Garden to benefit mentally handicapped children, Lennon's backing band, Elephant's Memory, performs along with Stevie Wonder, Sha Na Na, and Roberta Flack. And Roberta's on the charts this month as well in a duet with Donny Hathaway.
Where is the love?
August of 72, Wide World of Sports coverage of the U.S. Olympic swimming trials features Mark Spitz taking a critical step toward the Olympics. Later in the month, the Summer Games open in Munich. The 72 Games will be remembered not as much for the events on the field, unfortunately, but for the 11 Israeli Olympic team members who were taken hostage and ultimately murdered by an Arab terrorist cell named Black September. Even so, of note, Olga Korbut of the USSR wins an Olympic gold medal in gymnastics, and Rhodesia, meanwhile, has been expelled from the Olympics as a result of its racist policies. It's Artie's Time Warp. This is August of 72 on Artie's Time Warp. Stay tuned as we continue.